The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami on September 18, 1987 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, Texts 24 and 25.
Explains about the spiritual significance of flooding in Mayapur. We explained to Balabhadra Prabhu and others how since August 24th or 25th in Mayapur there's been a very big flood. The temple room was at one time 6 feet underwater. So Balabhadra explains that there's a significance for Mayapur floods.
Lutiya kalya diya bandari ujari astarja bandarya prema shata gunavari uchalila prema vona chodi kevirai sri vritha balak chuba savari duvai.
Although the members of the Panchatattva Pandita storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation. Report by Srila Prabhupada. When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation which covers the entire land. In Sridhar Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world. For this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami purported translation of text 25. Adi Lila chapter 7, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here Srila Prabhupada explains that when the floods in Mayapur comes, at that time is indication that the love of Godhead inundation should be spread all over the world by preaching. In case preaching becomes less the focus of the minds of the people, in that case, or even in the devotees around the world, whatever, Lord Chaitanya may have a flood in Mayapur in order to train everyone how to chant and preach in those particular languages. So this Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada explains, for everyone. Actually, we're giving prasadam in Mayapur. 40% of the people there are Mohammedan by faith. But everyone was accepting the prasadam very gladly. And it was a kind of unification of the different faiths for the purpose of at this time of emergency, even while people were, even when Mohammedan was chanting Hare Krishna. So, I won't say more because we're supposed to send the slides from my airport, so I don't have a slideshow, so I'm supposed to reach him any day. I was supposed to go to Australia and then from Australia to South America, from South America to North America was the original plan. But because of the floods, therefore I had to postpone my journey. And now, in Australia, then it was no longer possible because they're doing a marathon for Mayapur. All the temples are doing a marathon to contribute for the Mayapur project. So, they said that not to. If I go during the marathon, that will be a distraction for them. People won't need the traveling from Cape Town to hear the lectures. They're estimating that they'll be able to collect something like 30,000 Lakshmi points, 30,000 times the 10 Lakshmi points, 300,000 Lakshmi points for Mayapur. So they're going to paint all the buildings and repair things, of course, and build some new things. And in this short time of July, August, they had the Rath Yatra Festival in Calcutta. She went, somehow my flight was delayed from Australia, and I could only reach at 5:30 at night on the day of the Rath Yatra, so already the Rath had begun. So I went and found that the Rath had run half of the route, 3 miles, and had another 4 miles to go. It just got stuck, wouldn't go. Just as I came there, somehow I'm stuck. That was not so much anything I did, of course, overtly. That was because the mechanics had just finished their work. But although some people were saying, and somehow or another, Jagannath was very merciful, so I could attend the Rath Yatra. And then had a nice panel program. They started a youth program for the college students and a library. Then we were in Mayapur for some time. Then I had to go to Sweden for a DVT meeting. At that time I was in London, I'm en route for the Rath Yatra Festival in London, where they demonstrated about leaving the Bhaktivedanta Manor passageway open. So then went to the Middle East, came back to India, towards South India, and then I went to Malaysia, where they also had a Rath Yatra, in Tilak Intan, one of the cities. The name of the city is Tilak. Tilak Intan. T-E-L-O-K. Tilak. So the name of it says everyone there can wear Tilak. But actually the people there are very pious people. It started pouring rain. It was raining so hard that everyone, man, woman, child, got totally soaked to the bone. But they all stayed for the about 4 or 5 mile route. They stayed the entire way walking, chanting Hare Krishna. Well, I don't go. Then stopped for one day in Tokyo. Then came back to Mayapur. Then after that, I was in Mayapur. The flood set in, so then I had to also postpone a week. So when I left, there was 1 foot of water inside the temple room. No, not 1 foot of water outside over the road. More or less just become level with the temple room. But we saw today in the paper, they said that the main dam there, the barrage, has collapsed. So we have to find out what happened. But basically, Prabhupada said every temple should feed the hungry people within a 10-kilometer area. So Mayapur is trying to do that. So normally people coming Friday and Saturday to get prasadam. But now that there was a flood, they can't come. And they're in a great need, so therefore the devotees are being appreciated by all the people. So, and here we also, all over the world, we need to flood the world with the Sankirtan movement. Everyone should give their full concentration to flooding the world with Lord Chaitanya's Harinam Sankirtan movement. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Govara Vakrindavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Any questions? Yeah.
Where the deities go?
Well, the deities are above, they're very high now.
temple. Now there's a, from the ground, from the road, there's a, about a foot, 18 inches up is the temple floor. Then above that, there's another 3 feet. There's a platform that goes 20 feet out in front of the deities. Then from above that, there's another 3 feet
so
to the deity room. Then I put beyond that, the deities are still beyond that. So the temple room and the first step, the 3 foot step, then on top of that went up another 18 inches. Another 18 inches to go to reach the deity room. Then at the end I would have to again go another 3 feet to reach the deity. But Lord Nrsimhadeva got submerged. One of the devotees came for right after me from upstairs, going up to the guest house, to the pujari room, to the deity room, wearing nice clothing, and then stepped down on that 20-foot platform. But you couldn't see there was a platform because then it was just all water, right from there back to Prabhupada's Vyasa sign in the back of the room. So he didn't realize that he's standing on a 20-foot platform. Then he saw me walk right out. Yeah, but he had all his clothes on. He was going to do the Abhishek. He got Abhishek first. So we had to do the Abhishek in about 1 foot, you know, up on the platform, even though it was 18 inches of water. Radharani and Madhava Abhishek. Somehow all the devotees in good spirit, the 24-hour kirtan was going on, full blast, beautiful kirtan day and night. Then for the distribution by boat going to the villages, we had three different shifts. One would go in the morning, one would go in the evening, the other would mix up and load all the prasad. Then it would go on rotation. Next day, one under the morning, next one under the day, and the other one would mix and load. Then some Maharajis were there from Australia, so they went out 2 days and distributed prasad, other pictures with them. Then one Maharaji in Germany, she's collecting, trying to collect some support from the government for the fund. Any other question?
Deep, sir. Did you hear anything about the Soviet
voting
demonstration?
Yes, I was in Sweden when it was very successful. Big coverage all over Europe, different parts. Israel also, big coverage in the papers, front page.
Australia?
Yeah, I didn't hear the details of Australia, but I heard that they did 30 places everywhere. It was very successful.
How was that building that was donated by the wealthy man over there?
Where?
The main route.
Well, it's underwater right now. But it was going on full speed until the flood came. Floods have good points also. They settle the foundation.
What about the water? Does it contribute to the water?
Yeah, doesn't hurt that. Adds fertilizer also to the soil.
You said something about Bhaktivedanta and there's sparkling or some dispute.
Oh, when they have Janmashtami, 50,000, 100,000 people go. So then a little village is about population 250. So when 50,000 people show up for Janmashtami, the local villagers go, they don't like it. And they made some action to try to close down the Bhaktivedanta Manor from these big crowds of people. And then at the Rath Yatra time, there was a protest for that.
So did they close it down? Did they close it down?
What? No. No, they had MP, they had members of parliament, senators and everything. Lecturing at the Rath Yatra and on behalf of the manor. 30,000 signature petition was signed and given. A number of other things. So that seemed to have a very good effect on the place. Anyway.
So they had to keep it open?
So far it's open to the public.
How did the flood affect
the Well, they're being all mud houses and they've been underwater. You don't know until the water goes completely down. Everybody was in a long village. 2,000 people. Villagers. The samadhi is like Noah's Ark. It's got the cows there, the deer, monkeys. The bear was there, but he was too wild, so they put him somewhere. Well, the elephant couldn't get up the stairway, so they took him to Jagannath Temple. Then the villagers came, and they had goats and chickens and things, so those all went up there also.
Jagannath Temple's not flooded?
No, that's already highland. That hasn't ever flooded in anybody's recollection. If that floods, then probably... All West Bengal, they have flooded. Also, they're doing other work in Orissa and Bangladesh with the flood. On Delhi side, they're giving out prasadam for the drought. I don't have any time. Deities are not open.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.